Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Time Out for Music today, we focus on folklore and the Struma Sings Festival in the village of Nevestino, close to Kyustendil in Western Bulgaria. Stay with us. Sings, plays and celebrates because in the middle of August in the village of Nevestino a festival is held named after the river that runs through it. Struma. This year the festivities begin as early as August the 15th, the feast of the municipality. In the Christian calendar, this is the feast of the Assumption of Virgin Mary. The local church to the Holy Theotokos, dating back to the late Middle Ages, is located near the village of Pastih, close to Nevestino. The fair will grow into a musical meeting that will bring together amateur groups and individual performers from all towns and villages along the Struma River. The days of the folk festival are August the 16th and the 17th, and more about it from Antoaneta Georgieva, secretary of the municipality.
This year's edition of Struma Sings will be the 9th in a row.
Back in 2006, Nevestino municipality restored the ongoing folk festival after an interruption of several years. I and my colleagues are working on the event with great enthusiasm. Our goal is to draw as many amateur groups as possible. We invite each institution, school and club engaged in Bulgarian folklore to attend the forum. This year we expect 1,500 participants who will perform in 2 days. The festival is held under the patronage of the mayor, engineer Dimitar Stamenov. The stage is located in the park of Nevestino village, which is close to the medieval Kadin Bridge. Built in 1470, it connects the two banks of the Struma River, explains Antoaneta Georgieva. Locals decorate the stage with a canvas on which Kadin Bridge is depicted, and this creates the impression that the festival is right next to it. Traditionally, the two groups of the village will participate, the children's dance ensemble with the Prosveta Cultural Community Center and the female singing group. Also, Struma Sings is a contest. And since it involves singers, instrumentalists and dancers, the jury has representatives from each region. Svetla Cvetkova, a folk singer and professor at the music school in Sofia, will assess the vocal skills. Antoaneta Senova-Daneva, choreographer, will see to dancers. And Petyo Krustev, head of the orchestra of Pigin Folk Ensemble, is responsible for instrumental groups and individual performances. This we learned from Antoaneta Georgieva. All participants will receive certificates and the best performers, awards, plaques for the groups and the medal for individual singers. And let's listen to one of the young talents from the village of Nevestino performing a piece based on music of Rumen Sirakov. Thank you.
At the Struma Sings Festival, guests can hear songs and melodies from two folk regions, the Shop and the Pirin region. Each group and individual artist presents two songs. The groups of folk customs may also participate, as well as storytellers of folk legends. Thus, the tradition is transmitted to the young generation and the unique Bulgarian folklore is being preserved. And we conclude this edition of Time Out for Music with a performance of the female folk group from the town of Kyustendil. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.